Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother.
Oh, yes, mothers, mothers, mothers. Mother!
Mother!
You have tuned in to Motor Mouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your hosts, Ray Guarino, Joe D.
The other guy.
And we're doing our Mother's Day extravaganza, thing. Right?
Extravaganza.
So we had a little help from Danzig, and now, Joe, we are at our undisclosed location number 2.
Yes, we have a lot of undisclosed locations because moving targets are harder to hit.
Even the people who are here don't know where we are. Let's go through these doors here. Let's walk in. Let's see what the room looks like. Hey, it's looking good.
Oh, wow. What, quite the turnout, huh?
It is a very good turnout. And we are doing our best of, so we're going to start right off. You know, Joe, this year we started Mother's Day with a... we didn't start Mother's Day. We had a... music has always been a trend on the show. So we're starting the Mother's Day special on a musical note, like we just did with Danzig. We've picked a new caller from last June named Rob, who was initially drawn to us for our music picks, not our car advice. So let's see what that sounded like right now. Let's see. Hello, you're on the Motor Mouths.
Hello.
Hello.
Yo, what's going on, man? Can you flip on something from old school? You got anything like from the 60s, bro? How about some Blind Faith or Cream? Well, Grand Funk.
Well, you know, I'm with you. That's all. Well, who are we talking to first of all?
Rob.
Okay, hey, Rob. If we would play all that stuff because that's all of our music, but unfortunately, this isn't a music show. It's an automotive talk show.
Yeah, that's just our intros and outros while we talk.
Automotive talk show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 90.3. I thought you were playing music today.
No. Well,
other shows do, but we just play music as intros and outros.
I just flipped on the radio and. I said, let me call because we're rolling through Nassau County now.
All right. Cool. Well, thanks for the call, Rob. We appreciate it.
All right, bro.
All right. So long.
Adios.
Yeah, that's good. Well, at least he likes the music.
See?
That's good.
It's like a universal constant, like Led Zeppelin.
And he asked for our other staples, too, which is good because that's the stuff that we all listen to.
Because we're out of tape.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, let's face it. A staple of our holiday shows is the parody music we play by Bob Rivers. Cool guy. Besides, wanting a cool old car, caller Steve wanted to know who that artist was and why we gave him what we wanted.
Let's check it. Well, what are you working on or driving, Steve?
Nope, not at the moment.
What do you want to drive or work on?
I'm looking for a 34 Ford coupe with suicide doors.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Excellent.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, one quick question. What was the name of that bumper music you just played? Santa's Toy Sack?
Toy Shack, that was. I'm sorry. You know what? Let me just double check it, because how do they... Now, they do call it... It is Toy Sack. This is a guy named Bob Rivers, and he does all this... There's a number of these CDs. I got a bunch of them in front of me. It's all like Christmas parody stuff, and as you can tell, he did it like Weird Al, where he kept true to the real song, just change the words. And these were all done for like holiday. There's Hanukkah stuff in there, and there's, it's Hanukkah and Christmas pretty much. But yeah, look up Bob Rivers. You'll find it all over the place. He's very popular.
And I love you guys' selection of music. Beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Ray's the master when it comes to that, man.
Let me ask you, are you more of a Jimi Hendrix, a Led Zeppelin, or an AC/DC fan?
Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin.
Or AC/DC.
A little bit AC. Yeah.
AC/DC? Okay. Well, coming up for you next, because we're going to take a break, is going to be, let me pot that down, pot this up, Jingle Hell's Bells by AC/DC, done by Bob Rivers. So stay tuned and you can listen to that, dig on it, groove on it, and keep in touch. Call us more often.
Yeah,
Steve.
Man. Call. Let us know what's happening out there.
Fantastic. All right. All the best, guys.
Thanks, Steve. Man.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. All right. Bye. All right. As promised, Mr. Bob Rivers.
That was cool. That was cool. I enjoyed that.
Always a favorite, Bob Rivers. Yes.
Well, what? You know, During March, we did our two-hour fundraiser. You remember that?
Oh, that was a hoot,
and we
right?
ended up, we preempted Kim's Thunder Road show by an hour.
Mm.
We found that the listener liked Kim and Bruce better than he likes us, Ray and Joe. So,
can you imagine? That was one of my favorites, Joe. And let's—I found out that's Jim Number One from Mineola. I found that out just today. So let's see.
Oh, okay, Jim Number One.
Here he goes. We'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, what's going on? Where's Kim?
Kim's in the other room. Who are we talking to? One of her fans.
Why aren't we getting Kim at 1 o'clock? I don't want to hear about your car.
Well, no, we want to hear about your car. That's what this is all about.
Yeah, get off the air.
Yeah. Who are we talking to? I guess we're not talking to anybody.
Well, there's a vote for
thanks,
Kim.
Thanks, Kim. All right, let's go back to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths. That was pretty funny. That, you know, whenever you get a hang-up call, Joe, that means I think you're somewhere.
Yeah, but, you made a dent in somebody's head, or
absolutely.
At least mind, you know.
Well, I see her at the back. I see her getting some sushi and some mojito. The
yeah.
matron of Mopar.
Alfalfa spots, too.
The darling of Dodge and freelance writer extraordinaire, Miss Alana Scher, called last summer to talk to us about how she earned her street cred by driving her 4-speed Opel on the Laurel Canyon Hills of California. So she is a gutsy gal for sure. And Alana, perk up, so I want you to hear this. This is a great bit. This was something that I don't envy her at. Let's check this out.
How is the Opel, by the way?
The Opel's a champ, really.
Yeah.
I know that you like to make fun of me for it, but
No. We love the Opel. It was Chris. It was our last co-host who was the one that gave you crap over it. We love the Opel.
Well, no, let's get something straight. That car gets a lot of respect from me. Back in the day, when that car was new, in my other life, my drummer used to have one of those things. That car went... Yeah. We went in that car every place.
Really?
Yeah, and like sometimes there was 6 people in that car.
Jeez.
So it actually was a small chamber that defied the laws of physics.
Yeah.
But it
that
never
is very
stopped.
Impressive, yeah. It's only got 2 feet.
Right, yeah. Well, there's that back area there. And
Yeah, we got a little shelf, a little friend shelf.
Right. Yeah.
Here's a funny Opel story for you guys. So, mm-hmm. you know, I've been driving the Opel for a while, and it's a 4-speed, and I kind of got my manual driving skills on that car. So, you know, it's been interesting to see, like, to get more comfortable. The other day, I had to be in West Hollywood, which is, like, kind of directly over the hill from where I live.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And normally you just go on the freeways around, but it was rush hour, and I was like, oh, I'm going to take Laurel Canyon, which is a very, very, very steep hill that goes directly over the Hollywood Hills that drops you right down top mm-hmm. of Hollywood on Sunset. It was super trafficy. So imagine bumper to bumper on a like super steep hill,
great.
And, like, you know, in an old school
with like 1970 something brakes.
Yeah, and well, it's not the down part; it's the up part. Inching my way up and like you know riding the cuts and you know stressing out, but I'm you know I make it all the way over. And I'm like really proud of myself. I'm like, no, you know, you can't say you drive a manual car unless you can do this.
Yeah.
I get home and I tell Tom. And he's like, why would you do that? And I was like, well, because, you know, I got to be able to do that. And he's like, no, you just avoid that. And I was like, well, but don't you have to be able to drive over a hill with a stick car? And he's like, yeah, if it's like an emergency and you accidentally turn onto a road like that, like you don't do it on purpose.
Right, exactly.
No. Oh. When I taught my son how to drive stick, I made him do hills.
Yeah.
I was like, you can't drive this car until you do hills. And I happen to live in a hilly neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you can't do hills with a stick car, then you really can't drive it.
Sure.
Then you might as well be talking about ballet.
That's
yeah.
what I thought, too. But
you go, girl.
Everyone I've talked to since was like, well, yeah, you have to be able to do them, but don't seek them out.
Well, yeah, but practice is practice. So, hey, I give you, yeah. you get a lot of credit for that.
Some of us got more stones than others.
It was very stressful, though, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm not going to seek it out again.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that was something.
Good advice from you, Joe.
Thanks, man. And, when Chris filled in for you last summer, everyone was in for a treat when my old partner and fellow Strudelmeister, called in to talk about German cars, which threw Hans, which is my other nickname,
you, right?
into throwback mode.
Always a favorite of the car. One of my favorites for sure. Here we go. Hey, Franz, and there he is. Look, he's attacking.
Yeah, Franz.
The Wiener Schnitzel.
Yeah, get the Abendsuppe over here. Come on. Then we'll get the Wiener Schnitzel later.
Let's check it out.
Back to the phones. Back to the fun. Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Chris is in for Ray and Joe.
Yeah, this is Franz. Is Hans there?
Yeah. It's good to hear you.
Yeah, you stupid Americans. That's your problem, you see. You don't know. See,
yeah, we're so
I know. The grand engineering of it all. That's the problem.
Yeah, so I know. You don't know.
I'm sitting here in Geneva.
Size.
I'm watching you now. Yeah, it's very interesting on your blog thing that you're doing.
Yeah, I pushed the right button. It was very, I was very impressed with myself. Yeah, I had Helga come
so
in.
Yeah, I got to actually see you gentlemen in the flesh. It's very interesting.
Well, you see, we really do exist. We are not computer generated. You know, so people think we are actually holograms, but we're not. I am flesh and blood, see?
Yeah, so how are you gentlemen doing today? Is everything in the right order? Is your lubrication good? Is it all good now?
Oh, that's...
Is your lubrication
good? Okay.
Thank you, doctor.
I know.
Well, yeah, because I see that, you know, perhaps there might be some need. You know, please don't go under the desk unless Joseph has a smile on his face, okay?
I thought we were going to keep that between us.
So how is Sunny Florida? You're going to introduce Anthony, please.
Anthony, my former partner, always the other half of my brain, who now takes care of all those folks in Florida that can't tell which end of a screwdriver to hold without putting their eye out.
No boy.
And just forget about things like scan tools and multimeters. But we are always together mentally. And access on the word mental, you know, so it's okay.
Joe, that is always one of my favorites. And it's cracking us up even now.
Yeah. Franz, we love you wherever you are.
Well,
have a strudel for me.
And that was great. We hope to hear from him more.
Schnapps.
But, you know, Chris did fill in for me when I went on vacation. And a staple of the show when Chris was at the helm was the opening promo he'd make, which was comprised of all of the callers' comments through the year, something that I haven't yet risen to do. And when he filled in for me in August, he brought a fresh promo with him that he played, and he gifted it to us. And then he asked me, hey, how come you didn't use that promo? Well, we lost it. It was, you know what it was? It was in the folder for Mother's Day stuff for this year. So we just found it when we were going through the stuff for Mother's Day. So I think it just pays for everybody to hear what the audio mastery of Chris Switzer is
the
like.
The Lost Motormouth tapes.
And here it is from the Lost Motormouth files. Thanks, Chris. This is all you.
Listening to the Motor Mouth.
Well, that's quite an intro. Thank you very much. Well, we're thrilled to be part of with you guys.
You know, after that introduction,
Motor Mouth.
I really don't know what I'm going to say.
Motor Mouth's radio is Nexus Television because they're really good looking guys.
We were the outlaws from New York, and right, I love that right. Line.
Motor Mouth.
And of course, I thought of you guys right away.
Professor Ray, you sound like my wife. Yeah.
They want us to have like electric cars that run into people.
Forgot what I was going to talk about.
Motor Mouth.
I'm still having those brain farts lately.
You want to call this guy, and it might be very good for your show when you got nobody coming in.
Our trained staff of two will help.
Hey, I hear you are speaking about German cars. It's my man Hans there.
Yeah, Hans, it's me.
Quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
If you free yourself from the idea that it has to have perfect pay and be flawless, you get a lot done.
That sounds like the cars I drive on the street.
My remark is going to be strange. Can you use me on your show?
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
Oh, I can turn around. That's why he's married to me.
You guys are dialed into the local community.
Vote him out.
That's what the car culture is all about.
I put a wrench on them and they pop right out.
Oh, you're dead now.
Yeah, I know. Right?
That's it. I'd be throwing salt over my shoulder, going chopping the feet off a rabbit.
Yeah, exactly.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Vote him out radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Oh, yeah, that was great. You know,
bow
that was,
to the master.
Someday.
We're not worthy.
That's right. Someday we may be able to do that. Thank you, Chris. That was it. That was a fantastic. Just like all the others, it was just as great.
Yeah, unbelievable what that man could do with a pair of scissors and a cassette deck.
And a piece of scotch tape. Listen, I just saw a tool truck pull up, Joe. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, it looks like it could be Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend and Matco dealer, Brian. You know, and He talked to us once about installing headlight relays in older cars.
Mm.
His choice of fog lights impressed not only the local police, but us too.
Sure did. Brian, perk up. Let's
roll
check.
Yeah, so. Relays scare people. They really don't.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because you can switch power, you can switch ground, you could have relays trigger other relays, you can do all sorts of crazy things.
Yeah, I seen that in a Jaguar. I mean, wiring diagram for a Jaguar, it's the relay. And I was like, what?
Oh, jeez.
What?
So, well, Brian, let me ask you a question. With your Mustang, when you get down to it, I know, I'll give you an example. On my own older cars, I wired in headlight relays so that, and the power is actually pulled through the headlight switch on a GM, and that smokes the switch, smokes the wiring after years. So by using a relay, you can eliminate all that. Plus, you have brighter lights because you have less voltage drop. The question to you is, do you plan on doing that, or have you thought about that for your own Mustang project?
Yeah, I did that back in the day when I used to drive it every day. I had, of course, I also had headlights from an airplane behind the grill.
Cool.
Oh, don't you love car guys?
Yeah.
And they were yellow.
Wow.
They were yellow, so when it was quite foggy out, that's what I...
Nice.
Oh, so you used to literally burn the fog off.
Yeah.
There you go.
It used to turn the Montgomery County police cars that were white pea yellow.
Oh, jeez.
So,
nice.
You had to watch out. They didn't like that too much.
Yeah. Yeah, just slip in the Grand Funk 8-track while you're doing that, and you got a great day going. That's very cool. That is cool.
Let's face it. Yeah, the relays would be a wise move, and yeah, something as powerful as those, you ain't running that through some wimpy little switch.
Yeah.
Again,
that's what people don't get. All the current gets pulled through each component, be it the switch and like the GM headlight switches. You know, and why put that through that? I mean, a relay is a device that takes a small current and switches a larger current. It's kind of like the intermediary, like the guy taking the hit because the contacts can withstand that. And, you know, but hey, the guys that get it, the ones that don't, and that's why they have guys like us.
And then the guys that don't get it are always on fire.
Yeah, there you go.
There's always smoke coming from their car. So,
sell them a fire extinguisher.
You know. Yeah, let the smoke out. Yeah.
Exactly. That was exactly as right. Thank you, Brian.
Words of wisdom from Brian, yeah.
And we go from Matco to Mopar, our favorite restorer, guru, and self-proclaimed maniac. Said something we misunderstood. That's Mark Warman, of course. But he really rolled well with our mistake. It takes quite a lot to throw Mr. Mopar off his game. Let's check it.
Yeah, that was a new intro to the show. Yeah, the director had that idea, and it is. It's a little bit different than what we've done in the past.
Yeah.
It gives you some... it gives you a little eye candy on the car for sure, but at the same time, I'm kind of not distracted, and I can give you the rundown of what's going to be seen in the episode and kind of a pre-picture. And then, of course, at the end of the show, I'm driving home or driving somewhere. Usually one of the guys or gals is with me, and we're heading to dinner or something, and we just kind of wrap up. So one thing we do try to do is, not everything's a winner, but we do try different things every year. We definitely don't want to be stale. We definitely want to feel almost like a new show. Mm-hmm. And there's good and bad to that, because you get the people, like last year, we had an overwhelming amount of people saying how they loved the new format, they loved everything about it, it was perfect. And of course this year it's similar but different, so you get the pushback saying, why, you had it perfect, why have you changed things?
Yeah, right.
But
exactly.
I know enough to know that the shows that are the exact same thing over and over and over again, it's no longer, it's a one trick pony and it won't last.
Yeah, right. Which is interesting, because now, and you find a way to make it fresh, but dealing with Mopars and predominantly B-bodies, that you would think that could put you into a box, but yet you found a way to expand that box, which is fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a conscious effort. It's not by accident.
That's a contraceptive, did you say?
What's that?
We all thought you said that's a contraceptive. And
oh, contraceptive.
Like, what?
I said that. Well,
it does, because you know what? We're not paying attention to our women. We're watching you. So
let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Mopars are a lot of things, but I've never had one be a contraceptive.
And that still stands today, I think. And every time I hear that, I do hear him say contraceptive.
You're right. Yeah.
Thank you, Mark.
And one of Mark's parts supplies in Mopar Master in his own right. Tony D'Agostino talked very openly about his thoughts on where the car hobby we know and love is heading. And he made us realize that we're all aging out together.
Absolutely. Here we go, Tony.
We all watch the auctions and TV shows, and obviously, you know, everything old is new again. But how strong is the restoration hobby?
It is really strong, but I think it's ready to have a change coming up. And what I mean by that is, if you mentioned the auctions, look at the average age of the guys at the auction. Mm-hmm. Either they got white hair or they're dying it.
That's right.
You know, gray hair or they're dying it. And, you know, voluntary or involuntarily, people are aging out of the hobby, I feel. And I think, I mean, it's still busy, so I don't see it happening anytime real soon, but it's going to start heading towards that way. People are, nicest way to put it, aging out.
Right.
And there's going to be some collections of cars or some parts available out there. And it's already happening now. You know, I'm sure we all know of people that have either given up because of their age or passed away and now their family is taking right. care of it. And there's not a lot of younger people behind us, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, there's not many below 50. I mean, you go to, you know, some of the bigger swap meets and you look around and they're just not into these cars. Yeah, they might have some modern cars, which is, you know, they're great on their own. I mean,
yeah.
they do a lot of things our old muscle cars can't. I mean, we can go fast. They can go really fast and stop and turn and have air conditioning and a warranty.
And,
you know,
and get good gas mileage.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so
if I can add to your thought on the auctions, because we've all pondered and talked about this a lot. I've talked to a lot of younger guys, not a lot, but enough, and there was one definitive group that gave me the answer many years ago, and we asked them, why are you building what you're building? Why don't you build, you know, classic muscle cars? And they said, we can't afford them. You guys have them all, and you won't let them go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you're right. But now you could buy a Model A that was an award winner, a class award winner, you know, 20 years ago. You could buy that car right now for $8,000, $7,000. Because the guys, like you said, the guys who were in with them and loved them in stock form have aged out, and they're just... They're gone. So,
right.
Yeah, it's multi. It's always multifaceted when you look at a problem like that. So,
sure.
Like I said, even at the swap meets, you go and, I mean, it's just about nobody below 40.
Right.
So,
well, that's the thing. That you were lucky to have a dad that had a tow truck when you were growing up, which was gold.
Yeah.
Imagine if any of us had a dad who had a restoration business. Oh my God, I wouldn't be climbing through junkyard piles trying to find your stuff. You'd be like, hey, Dad, here's my list.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, Motor Lawn.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah, back then, and we had only original stuff available. I mean, reproduction parts didn't even start until the mid to late 80s, and they were just pretty generic things like stickers, stripes,
badges,
fuel lines, and carpets, you know?
Absolutely. That is so true. Words to live by, Joe. I mean,
oh, yes.
Thank you, Tony. Well, you know,
right there.
Another TV icon, Mr. Dan Short, host of the wildly popular TV show Phantom Works, he called back in February to tell us a story about why his show ended, which turned into a common thread that we shared with him that we didn't know about, and a term which is found on the Motormouth Radio decoder on our website, motormouthradio.com. Let's hear how that sounded.
We have a decoder on our website under the blogs. We call it the Sinju syndrome.
Everett Sinju.
Right. And what that means is when you work on a guy's transmission, and then the guy comes back in a week or the woman, and she's complaining that, you know, now the brake's locked up. And what do you mean? Well, since you worked on my transmission, my brake's locked up. Well, we didn't touch your brakes.
Since you fixed my taillight, my got a flat.
Exactly.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, I was asked, because of my reputation, I was asked to testify for a guy who goes, you know, the shop down the road screwed up my air conditioning. I said, well, what did they do to your air conditioning? And when did they do it? He goes, well, they worked on my car June of last year. So that would have been almost 18 months earlier. And I said, what did they do? He said, well, they did a brake job.
I
said, wait a second. You want me to go to court to testify against them because your air conditioning stopped a month ago? He goes, well, yeah. And I said, did they bill you even a penny for your air conditioning? No. I said, do your brakes that they billed you for still work? He said,
yeah. I said, so everything they build you for is great, and you want to sue them for something they never touched. Well, yeah, but they were the last guys to work on my car.
Oh, yeah.
And you want to choke these people to death, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Please. Absolutely.
Because it's like, can you really be that stupid that you think that just because it rolled into their shop, that a year and a half later, an unrelated problem with your car is their fault? But they do. They really think it's your fault.
Yes. one of my favorite subjects. One of those things that really drive me ballistic when it happens to me. And you remember in February of last year when you went ballistic over losing a brand new Torx driver?
Yes, I do.
And you turned the shop into a freaking crime scene in an effort to find it. To this day, that errant tool is still MIA.
Oh, let's hear how I went nuts back then.
I got to tell you one more thing I forgot about. And this one really torqued me off. Our good old buddy Macoman Brian, he was in my thoughts yesterday because on the nose of the car, I had a few of the tools I was using, a ratchet, and I had my little Matco pocket screwdriver that has the magnet on it.
Yes.
And to remove the little, help remove the clips. So at one point, I wanted to remove another clip. I picked up that screwdriver, which inadvertently picked up another tool that was on that, on the cowl that I didn't see, because as I picked my hand up and moved it, I heard something go fling, dink, dink, dink. It was my T30 Torx bit. Brand new.
Right.
Not the E-Torx one that I got from Brian. That was the E10 I had to use for the valve cover. This was an extra and regular internal Torx. Well, I said, okay, I'll get back to that.
It went into the zone where socks go in the dryer.
You know, Joe, I don't lose tools. I have tools.
No, you're good
for
like that. I've watched you work.
Years.
Yeah.
I just don't lose them. Brian sells bags of 8s and 10s, he sells them, you know, because it's 8 millimeter sockets that guys lose.
Absolutely.
I don't lose them. I searched under that hood. I raised the car back on the lift. You could see less from underneath.
Right.
I looked again on top. Mike came down later on in the evening. I had him looking. And we're using the LED, the searchlights. It looked like a crime scene under that hood. I'm taking
you
the
have
mag-
like the sirens and the dogs and stuff?
I wanted to. What I did is I took the extended magnet and I just started fishing, hoping maybe I'll catch. No. No. So I lost it in my wife's car. I said, this is like, what else is going to, the plastic things are breaking, all this stuff is falling apart. Now I'm losing tools. Like, what's going to happen next?
I was afraid to go
to the bathroom.
Yeah, really, because you know, there are days like that, you know what I mean?
Still fresh.
That's just a lot of silliness. You know, and Carl Anthony, old Carl here, he's become a regular contributor to our show. Mm-hmm. And on this particular day in April, he got caught up in the insanity that defines Motor Mouth Radio. And let's face it, you're insane. Mm-hmm. And it just kept getting crazier as it went along.
Absolutely. And I see
Remember that?
I see
there he is over there.
I see him in the back having some Struyadel. Let's check this out right now. I got to hear this.
We got a really nice call from Tommy. He's painting his house right now in East Meadow. He's loving the mix we do on the show every week. He wanted to hear Renegade by Steppenwolf. And so I turned to Mr. Steppenwolf right next to me. And Ray goes, yeah, that's a great song. But it's like 6 minutes long. We have like 2 minutes left in the show. So I'm not going to go over into Ray's show to play the song. No offense, Tommy.
Thank you, Rob.
Because they only get an hour. But if you call earlier next week, we'll get it on for you, I promise. Because, you know, the Motor Mouth Raiders, they need their pure hour. And it's not even a pure hour, it's more like 58 minutes. But if you don't listen to them, there's no test or quiz on what they say or do. And don't hold them to everything they say, because sometimes they say stuff like, you know, I'd rather drive a Mopar than a Chrysler. I mean, a Chevy or something. And, you know, I don't know if that's true or not. Sometimes they just say it because they have some of their dopey friends call in, and they'll say, oh, yeah, we like Chryslers. Yeah, Chryslers rock. And then, you know, Ray will say, well, screw you, Chevys. Something like that. I just made up something else again. I don't even know if that's true. Anyway, take care. I'm Rob Leonard. Bye-bye. We'll see you next week. See you tomorrow, Monday.
Oh my
God!
If
you're stealing a car that's a top seller, it's going to blend in very well.
Yep.
So
it's not like wearing a kilt.
No.
Yeah.
And playing power chords.
Hey, you're not sticking out like a sore thumb, exactly.
Or forget it.
Okay.
Yeah. Well.
Gee, I thought this was going to be a straight up piece too.
Yeah.
Right. Well, like
thanks, Paul.
Chitty chitty bang bang. You got to be careful.
Yes. Yes. You know? Exactly. Exactly.
What kind of tires did you buy?
Falcons. Four of them.
four Falcon tires. I bought.
All right, all right, okay, all right. Sorry. Come on, come on, class. Back to back to our class.
Class.
Shut up. Okay. Now that we've quoted the classics.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry, Carl.
This is why I love this show. Why I love every time we get serious, there's always a diversion. Have you noticed that? Every time we get serious.
Yeah, we only get an hour a week to do this, too. It's kind of a shame. Absolutely. We had a little bit of faux pas there. We had a Rob Leonard bit that got snuck in that...
I had to grab him by the collar and get him out of here because, you know, Rob, go back to the pastry table, please.
I know.
Okay?
Well, you know what?
That was a nice Maupaw story, but, you know.
Thank you, Carl, for that. Now, listen, this is the longest Mother's Day bit that's ever been played, and it goes to a great storyteller. One of my old friends, Bobby Nizza.
Yeah.
Maupaw Bob.
That CUDA thing.
He came in to talk about his lifelong Maupaw affliction and told us this story, as only a true Gunzoon Italian can, about what he went through to buy his brand new 74 CUDA. Take it away, Bob.
That's the lineage. Always Plymouths. Chrysler's all the way up.
Right.
So in 73, I just fell in love with it.
Yeah.
So I told my mom I wanted to get one, and I went and I got, I took my dad, which was a mistake, to the, to the John Fogelman in Valley Stream.
Fogelman, yeah, right.
His ads were the man with the hole in his head. And there was a picture of him with a hole in there because he made crazy deals.
Right.
I was like, yeah, so I took my dad in, and I said, I'd like to buy a Hemi CUDA. It's 1974.
Love
so
it.
We sat down. We started writing out the bill. He goes, you can't get a Hemi CUDA. I said, why can't I get a Hemi CUDA? Meanwhile, my father would saw his 97 hands catches mid for the Yankees. It's hit me in the face. Where do you want to race it? So I took one in the head. It was not bad.
No, Dad, I need towing power.
Yeah. So, Ray, then I asked for a 446 pack.
Right.
Now he hit me in the other side of the head. Where do you want to race it? No 446 packs anymore, Joe. Finito.
Joe, does it sound familiar?
Then I go, I want to get a 444 barrel. Now I'm ducking because I'm not as dumb as I look, right? So he can't hit me now. Anyway, so I said, what's the biggest motor you could get? So he goes, you can get the 360, mm-hmm. Four barrel. And I said, oh, in the rear, I like to get the 355s. It's called the A36 axle package. Came with a power steering cooler.
Right.
Oversized radiator. And a 355 differential positive rear. So he's swinging at me and I'm ducking. He goes, what are you going to race it? You're not getting it. Give him the 318 and the 323s.
Oh, boy. He did.
So I left there. I left there. It was pretty sad.
Yeah.
So I went home. I told my mother. She goes, get him on the phone. So I get him on the phone. I go, Jack, how you doing? Jack, how you doing? He goes, okay, Bob, how are you? Jack, you got sons? He goes, yeah, I got four boys. I says, well, you better see if one of them wants a black CUDA when it comes in. Because if that comes in with a 318 or 323s, I'm not picking it up. Keep in mind, I'm 17.
Right, right.
He goes, don't put me in between your parents. I said, Ma, I turned the phone sideways. She goes, give it to him.
God bless Bob.
So the car came to her, and I waited 23 weeks for this car. Wow. I want you to know. He came home from work and was in the driveway. I was polishing it up, Joe, right? Polishing. He goes, beautiful car. Aren't you glad you listened to me, son?
Yeah.
So I says, I don't listen to you. He goes, what do you mean? So I pointed to the hood scoop. It says CUDA 360. He goes, Maron Shimuni. He's calling me every Italian person.
Wearing a helmet at the time?
Oh, my God. He goes into the toolbox. He's a carpenter. He's chasing me up the block with a hammer. He has a Sigiliani, a Sicilian temper. Uh-huh. Forget about it. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So then you got to laugh. I got to tell you something. He says, you're not getting the garage. So he builds this shelf.
Right.
Maron. 6 foot out. To the floor, big beams. So I said to my little brother Danny, I said, Danny, is he gone when he went to work? I says, give me the sledgehammer. Oh. I knocked the shelf down and I put my CUDA in a garage.
You got a death wish, don't
you? Yeah, I know. No, but I love my dad, but I was kind of a rebel. I never did anything bad, but, you know, like, what are the race cars, motorcycles, music, all of us.
I remember back in the day, you were a built guy. You were always in good shape.
Yeah, that was before the Monogot attack.
Right, but I'm sure your father was in good shape.
Oh, he was a big guy. Yeah, he was a big guy. Anyway, so when he came home, I didn't listen to your dad. I'm sorry. I don't want the car that way, you know. Where's your car in the garage? I said, yeah, Pop. He goes, what happened?
what's all the wood? What happened to the shelf? 2 hours on that shelf. I said, Dad, I had it done in like 7 minutes. Right?
Really?
So, yeah, I got the garage then. Yeah, yeah. Because only because they had my parents had gotten divorced. Oh, I don't, and they went gosh. They went their separate ways. So that was I got the garage, but I still have the car in the garage. It has and I had 19,000 miles on the first year.
Wow.
It now has 29,400 on it in the last 40 years.
Right.
Somebody
right.
calmed down.
Yeah.
I know. I calmed down a lot. But it's called wife, kids, and all of that
right,
stuff.
Life.
Yeah.
That
oh
was cool. God.
What a story. What a Mopar story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those Mopar guys are just full of stories. And, you know, Mopar expert Mark Warman was the best person to talk about what a person can expect when getting into a complete car restoration project here. Also, a gracious guest and a gracious friend. He spoke from the heart, as he always does.
Absolutely. You have any sage words of advice for people who may want to get into a restoration a project? People, they ask us all the time, should I get into this or should I not? And, you know, of course, it all depends on skill level and pocketbook.
But, well, yeah, those, there's just nothing that's going to replace those two factors.
No,
but
no.
The advice as far as a project goes, if you're doing a project, if you're looking at getting into a project car and taking your time and restoring it, then that advice is the same across the board. And that advice is spend a little bit more than you want to on the front end and get a complete car. Even if it's a complete car that doesn't run because the motor's frozen up. But if it's complete, because once you start that dance of going on eBay and looking for parts or calling around, that's when the budget goes out the window. Yeah, when people dissect a car, they get a lot for that one individual part. That's the point behind it. They'll get $15 for a used inside pull handle because a new one's $35 from Classic Industries. Whereas if they're just on the car, it wouldn't take long to go through there with a calculator. So the advice is always the same. Buy the best car you can, the most complete, and the rarest and most desirable that your budget will allow. Don't buy that car that is a shell and say, if I build it, they will come. Because the only people that are going to come are the people that buy that car in about 5 years from you after you're buried in it.
Whoa,
and it
whoa.
Still isn't done.
Yep.
Guys like me.
Yeah.
Come on and
no,
buy
we,
that no. car because they got 20 or 30 grand in a car, but you can't put that car on eBay and sell it for 20 or 30 grand. You'd have to part it out.
Right.
That's so right. That's the advice on that for sure.
Excellent. That's very good advice, Mark. Well, with that, we're going to have to go because we got to wrap a little more business. And we thank you, Mark, for coming back with us. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, yeah. It's been great, man.
Always a joy to be on there. And I appreciate you guys a lot out there. I know you're repping for us. So thank you for all you do and for giving us a little platform here for our fans and everybody out there in Ghoul Land. We love you from Graveyard Cars, and have a good week next week.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
we'll keep in touch. We'll get you, but we'll rope you back in here sooner than later.
Okay. Yep. Hey, I look forward to it, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Take
all right.
Care.
So long.
Bye bye.
Oh yeah, always a favorite of ours, Mark Warman, and
man, he's the dude.
You are listening to the Motormouth Radio Mother's Day Extravaganza. You can't call because we're in the undisclosed location number 2.
And I pulled the phone wire.
And right, Joe clipped it. And I just saw, but next to the tool truck, next to Macklemore Brian's truck, a Woody just pulled up outside.
Yeah.
An old show, not an old guy, but a very longtime friend of this show and host of Haggerty's YouTube channel show called The Barn Find Hunter. Our old friend, good friend, Tom Cotter, got quite a surprise when he found out that another one of our friends shares a past with the beloved Woody wagon that he just pulled up with outside and that he travels all around the country in. It's another Motormouth Radio miracle. Let's listen in as Tom relays it.
And I drive around this Woody around the United States looking for old cars. So I found that when I was 15 years old. It was in 1969, and it was parked behind a house on Wicks Road in Brentwood.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I wound up buying that for $300, and it's been a part of my life ever since.
Wow, that's great. What was the restoration like on something like that?
You know, when I bought it, I had no tools, I had no garage, I had no money, and no talent.
Uh-huh.
Besides that, I had everything.
Right.
And so my father and I started to restore it. All I needed was a fuel pump, and I could have started driving it. But I said, well, you know what? I'm a year away from getting my driver's license. I'll restore it in that year. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So, I did the easy thing. I took it apart. I wound up selling the Woody I sold to a collector in Puerto Rico, and 26 years later, my wife investigated, found that car, and we bought it back again.
Wow.
So it's been part of my life again for the last 21 years.
That's great. That's great.
So now it's got a late model drivetrain. It's got a new wood body. I love original vehicles, flathead powered stuff, but this was going to be a driver. And I've driven it to California 3 times now. It's been on the Barn 500 series 4 years. It's a great vehicle. To the average person, it looks like an unrestored car. I mean, it looks like a restored car. It doesn't look like a hot rod. It's got hubcaps in it.
Yes.
And it's got the right steering wheel and the right shifter. Everything looks, the gauges all look original, but they're not.
Yes.
So fulfills my originality viewpoint and also my hot rod. I wrote a big check for that baby, that condition, you know, new wood body and everything.
Oh, yeah. That car wouldn't have happened to have been behind the Pine Park Twin Pines Elementary School in Brentwood, would it have been?
Yeah, it was, exactly.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Because our buddy Al, who's from Long Island, now he's in Jersey, he's letting us know that there was a Woody there around the same time. I guess it was that time. And at
isn't
recess,
that something?
And he says at recess, he would just stand there and stare at it. So, hey, Al.
Isn't that I was walking across that schoolyard with my buddy, and I said, look, there's a Woody. And we ran around the fence, and it belonged to Richie Taylor. His mother answered the door. I said, is that Woody for sale? She said, yeah. So we went back and looked at it, and she came out and said, you know, my son just bought a bread van. He surfs over at Gilgo Beach, and he's got a bread van now. He could sleep in there, and they're selling the Woody. So that's the Woody. That's amazing that guy,
yeah.
That one of your listeners, that's amazing.
Yep, that's our buddy Jeep and Al, yes.
It's a small planet.
You know, it's...
Wow, that's amazing. I'm impressed, because we're talking a half a century ago I bought that car.
Well, Al just gave me a two-word expletive as to how he feels about it, too, which is amazing, yes, absolutely. That's...
Man.
Cool. Yeah. That's
wow. Great. Well, I'd like to meet Al sometime. That's great. Man.
Oh,
that's amazing.
That's
wow.
Wild.
Well, and you know, Tom also had a random thought about driving that pertained to the Motor Mouse, and he really wasn't far off either. Take it, Tom.
So what, DWI is driving while Italian? Is that what it is?
Yes, for us. Yeah. For me and Joe, it is, yeah. That was very good.
That's true. It sums it up quite well. We could only be that way.
Absolutely. You know what? We are we're getting to the end of the show, and we're with our tape bits. We're actually doing well on time, Joe.
Yeah, look at that. We're rocking and rolling.
So I will say, I do have to take the time to say that we're having great time with all our good friends here. And you should remember to
thanks for everybody for showing up. And taking a little time out of their Mother's Day.
And people should find us on social media on MotorMouthRadio.com, and we try to keep up to date on our other formats. Like
we Twitter,
which is Motor Mouth Radio, and Facebook, Motor Mouth Radio, and
_MotorMouthRadio
on Instagram, where we put the stuff up that we do all during the week when we're not here.
Yeah,
and we just kind of
we never stop. You would think that after a while we kind of back off a little bit, take it easy. No. Not us.
Yeah.
So come and find us. There's always the odd bone mulch going on out there.
There's always
a picture, something on fire, something broken, something making me scratch my head.
And I tell you, the other thing we have coming up is next week. We're not going to be in the studio next week because we have
that'll be a disclosed location. So let's disclose that location.
We will be disclosed at the town of Oyster Bay. We're going to be doing a live remote from the car show down at Tobey Beach.
Yeah.
Which is something we don't get to do too often. We did Billy's Malba show last year, and we're slated to do that again
this
year.
We have to get a longer length of string. We have to let the station authorize us to get a few extra 100 yards there.
It may be like that thing with the pirate radio. I think Pirate Paul is going to be out on a boat out off of Tow Bay, and he's going to have the signal there. He's going to translate it back into some kind of a deducer that they're going to... Dischronificator will send it back, and
it's either that or we're gonna have to use the Motor Mouth satellite.
We'll bang it off the satellite, right?
Yeah, exactly. But the only thing is, now I'm gonna have to go get the Motor Mouth rubber band and shoot the satellite up into the sky when we get a chance.
Well, I know Johnny was working on that, right? On the
right, yeah. That's a lot of rubber to graft.
Absolutely.
But if anybody can do it, he can.
All right, let's take care of a little bit of show business here while we're wrapping up this Motor Mouth Mother's Day extravaganza, and.
you know, then we'll come back and do our last bit, which was kind of prophetic on Motormouth Radio.
Yes.
Ray and Joe, 90.3 WHPC. Keep it where you got it.
This show is brought to you by the Town of Oyster Bay Long Island Car Show, which has been rescheduled. It's happening Sunday, May 19th at Tobey Beach off Ocean Parkway from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a free community event featuring a judged car show, children's activities, clothing and craft vendors, and a food truck midway. Visit WHPC's Motormouth Radio, broadcasting live at noon. More information is available online at carshowli.com.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motormouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon, every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show, not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
Come on, everybody. Let's sing along with Bruce.
Join me, Kim Tracy, for the music of Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band on Thunder Road, Sundays at 1 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College 90.3 WHPC and on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, you in the car? Yeah, you. You're a fan of the music of Sly Stone. I know you are. No reason to hide it. You've probably been looking for a radio program that highlights his music. Well, then look no further. Let me introduce myself. I am DJ Solero. That's soul followed by air and an O. Solero. Well, never mind about that. Back to what we're both here to talk about. The Sly Stone Show features the music of Sly through the various artists who have covered and sampled his music, and I'll be playing some of the original music that helped impact a generation. Come on, I know you're looking for some feel-good music, so just keep your radio right here for the Sly Stone Show. And you might want to think about cleaning up your car before we start. This thing is nasty. Oh, back to what's important. It's the Sly Stone Show, now at a brand new time, live, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
All right. Hey, we are back. Yes, we took a few seconds to go get a couple of cookies and libations ourselves because the tables are packed.
Yeah.
I mean, the people are having a great time.
Yeah, you know, when they got the feed bag on like that, you really got to be, you have to be very discreet. Otherwise, next thing you know, you're gonna get a squeegadelle in the mouth, you know?
What was
and not
Johnny,
in a good way.
What's Johnny doing with the cappuccino machine? Because I saw wrenches, I saw stuff flying, and I saw steam, and I don't think it's supposed to be steaming yet.
Well, something about the output was a little bit too low, and he said, "You know what? We just got to get this thing up to spec. You know, we can't."
But I saw Franz over there too. I think he was maybe checking his lubrication. I don't know.
He was setting up a new metering valve for it. Yeah,
they were doing something over there.
Yeah, you gotta watch those two, especially when you put those two together. You got two mad geniuses over there.
Absolutely.
Well, hopefully, Doug, you know, you want to go over there and you want to make sure that they don't get into too much trouble.
Run her.
You know,
right?
The last thing we need to do is, we start having to call fire trucks and, helicopters and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But don't worry about it. We'll
We'll keep the place from having becoming a smoking hole in the ground.
I hope so. Because, you know, we've got to rent the place out. So,
yeah.
They're going to want a bigger waiver next time. But I got to say, this is always a lot of fun, putting Mother's Day together, because it gives us a chance to look back and hear some of those bits that we might have forgot. And some of the, most of these callers kind of, they come on with us fairly regularly, you know.
Yes.
So we like to keep them in rotation, because they are all great guests in their own right.
Right.
And, it gives the listeners a chance. It's kind of like whenever you do a best of, it lets people see in an encapsulation of what went on in that past year.
Exactly.
And you should see what hit the scrap pile, Joe, what hit the cutting room floor. I mean, there was
there's a lot of stuff. Let's face it. There's a lot. It's really hard to cut it down to 45 minutes or so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't either.
On the other hand, you know, when they have to use this as evidence against us, it'll be a nice, succinct, you know, no nonsense playback for them to get us into real trouble.
Exactly. Exactly. And I know that, going into the following year, we're going to have more fun and hilarity, because, like you said earlier, you and I both get into some stuff that sometimes is a little tough to get out of.
Yeah, we've got some stories saved up that, you know, the last couple of weeks there, we haven't done our usual recap of our shenanigans in the outside world. So,
right.
Yeah, there'll be some stuff to talk about, you know, and plus there's always the guests coming up. And,
well, yeah, speaking of that, just because of this, you know, we notify the guests, we let them know that they're on a Mother's Day show. We're going to have Mark back on. We're going to have Alana. Alana's going to come back on with us in, I told her, we're booking in June now, because we have that the remote next week.
Yes.
And then we have one show in the end of May. But we have a few people going to come on. We got our Bill Lindsay from StarTron is going to come back on and talk to us about how to revive those vehicles that sat all winter, how to revive them for the spring and summer, because I've been seeing the bikes and the cars have been out like yesterday. I mean, everybody was
very
out.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Very, very, very newsworthy and apropos, considering
everybody was out with their fun cars, but me, because I was. I had to go to the shop after
yeah,
work.
Yeah, me too.
I had to work on my daughter's car, do a little bit of maintenance, you know, oil change, tire rotation, and all of that stuff. You know,
yeah,
you
the day to day stuff that prevents them phone calls at the most inopportune times.
Yeah, you got to, like I said to you, you got to keep this stuff in rotation, so to speak. It's got to be done so that, you know.
Yeah, we're always rotating, which explains why we're always dizzy.
Right. PM is everything in this world, I'll tell you that. So, I wanted to get out, and I didn't have a chance to do it. So it was, it's okay. It's all good. Hopefully, we'll get it down. We'll cruise down to the show next week.
As long as the weatherman cooperates, there'll be more opportunities, I should hope.
Oh, yeah. You know, because, we got a motorcycle training class going on outside of the outside the studio, where I saw it as I passed by this morning on the way to this location.
Right.
And they were out there in the rain training. So, you know, sometimes...
I don't know. I saw a couple of ski-doos out there, too.
Did you?
So, you know, you never know what they might have to have them adapt, you know?
Yeah, put a few rails on there and sliders or whatever not, right? But, but this is great.
Intrepid souls.
Yes, and we do look forward to new guests and friends during the year. You know, a lot of times our current guests and friends will pass on someone to us and say, hey, you should talk to this guy or this gal. And, you know, they do. Audra Forden's going to come back in with us.
Oh, good, yeah.
Of course, you know, proprietor of a Great Bear over here in Queens.
Yeah, over in Flushing, yeah.
Right, and, you know, Women Auto Know, she does, that's her Twitter handle.
Yeah, and on Facebook. Yeah, she's a presence online as well.
And she does a bunch of, and you know, she does, the stuff she does, which is great, is she promotes women and younger students in the hobby of auto repair, which is something that you just don't see a lot of course. You know, now with the AutoZeum gone, and I don't know how strong Bosey's is anymore. Those were the things that kind of helped get the younger folks into it. And without that, you know, you need. And a lot of times, the younger guys and gals aren't coming in as apprentices. They don't want to work in the shop. And you know,
we got to force to the ones that do. You know, because somebody's got. Listen, my back's killing me.
Right.
I need some help here. You know what I mean? We got to get some stronger backs into the. Yeah, and then we can work. Once we get that going, then we can develop their brains as well.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at. Yeah, I know. I've seen it at shops where the guys coming in looking for jobs are like, you know, 45, 50, you know, and things like that. It's like they just happen to be out of luck and they just need a new gig. But, yeah, usually had all the younger guys coming in saying, hey, you know, I'll pump gas if I have to, you know.
Yeah, who pumps gas anymore?
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah, that's, right.
Exactly. That just doesn't seem to happen. But
it's a different world, but that don't mean we're all gone.
But no, and we'll promote it here on Motor Mouth Radio because that's what we do. You know, we tend to keep that stuff. We like to keep it.
We want to keep the flame alive, and by flame we mean like the flame of hope, not the flame of the out of the intake.
I was actually speaking
of the tailpipes.
I got to use the torches yesterday. I was playing around with the oxyacetylene stuff with the flame wrench. Yeah, but I heard a hissing that the torch set was leaking. I had to take about 5 or 10 minutes to just stop, shut everything off, bleed the light, air, the gas out of the hose, and just make sure everything was tight.
Right.
So I think just by getting moved around, things loosened up a little.
That's what they're doing with the cappuccino machine.
That could be because
right. I never knew cappuccino machines came with tanks.
I haven't seen a flame yet, but I won't be surprised if I do see one.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? Once we shut the mics down, we might have to go grab the Kevlar just in case.
Or just we should go to the other side. Like maybe we should go back to the front of the food line or something, so we could be away from that because that machine was supposed to be fired up for another hour or two. So.
Yeah.
I'll leave it to
Johnny. Emphasis on the one on fire.
Exactly. But,
nah. Nah, it's all good. Well, it'll be some great cappuccino one way or the other.
I think so. We may, some grande latte cups over there. I think, some of these guys are pulling out their big Yetis, the big Yeti coolers,
Oh, those things are great. Yes. Yep. It's a fine Mother's Day. And after this, then we also have to perform familial duties and social functions.
That's right, too. We only have a limited amount of time. Then we have to get out of here and go back to do our own
stuff. Yeah, then we got to kick everybody out of here,
Well, yeah, luckily there's a security force that can do that. I'm sure they'll come in and be able to.
Of course, we'll be handing them brooms.
Right.
And mops.
Things got to be kept.
I'm not going to be the only one with a mop this year, okay?
No, broom swept. It's got to be clean. Everything has to be taken care of.
Yep.
And then we throw it back to the studio for Kim, of course, because Thunder Road's coming on. Unlike Jimmy number one, some of our listeners actually like hearing us, so
yeah.
He'll be happy when Kim. Now, next week, I don't know what's going to happen. He's going to be a little.
Fair warning.
He's going to be ticked off next week because.
Fair warning.
We'll be doing our remote at the beach, and that's going to be something, Joe. I don't know if they're going to have a diving competition. We may have to officiate that. I don't know if they're going to be floating pier there, so I don't know.
Better get up on my lifeguard training.
I know. So listen, let's get to our last bit here that we had saved. We had the show's had a nice lineage of hosts through the years, and one of them was the Bronc. Of course, he was with Chris from
the Bronc
pretty much from the beginning, and he called us. He was an OG Motor Mouth, and he called us back in December of this year. It was right before Christmas. To make a historic announcement, and it capped off many years of his involvement on this radio show. So we wish Bronc all the best in the future for what he does, and let's let him tell us about it right now.
Yo.
Hello.
Yes?
Good morning. It's the Bronc. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Bronc.
Happy holidays.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Yes, I'm still alive. Haven't been in touch for a while.
Right.
And I'm thinking of retiring since 1993, being in the media with TV and you guys since 2001. Other things are coming up on Sunday. So this might be my last call for a while.
Wow.
Really?
You got good things in the works? Tell us.
Yeah. Well, I'm going down next week. We're buying a winter resort down around Las Vegas, so we'll be going down there for a couple months in the winter. And then the bad news is I can't ski anymore. My knee literally just fell apart at this point. And so that's over.
That happens. Okay.
And then, not to sound like I'm falling apart, but I have an eye issue. I'm losing my eyesight in my right eye now, so I'm going for treatment on that. So I got to back off a little bit, so I'm taking care of me for a change.
Yeah. No, you do. That's right, because the pod that we're encased in is our most
valuable tool.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to
do. There you go.
Yeah, and I just turned 70 2 weeks ago, so it's time to...
God bless. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you. Close the chapter and start a new one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Wow, Bronc, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez, I don't know what we're going to do without you.
On Sunday mornings, because it's only 9 o'clock here. So I just want to say thank you so much. It was, 17 years working with you guys?
Yeah.
It's just been a fabulous run, and I don't know what I would have done without it. It's just amazing. And you guys are terrific. Keeping up with the times, giving a lot of great advice, giving good information to people who really need it. So hopefully keep them from getting ripped off at different shops. And that's what's key in this day and age, being honest and doing a reputable thing. And you guys keep doing it. You're the best.
Thanks, Bronc. Very kind words.
Yeah, that was something, you know. I never thought I'd see these.
I'm a little misty over here.
Rob's retirement, but listen, it happens. And we're just about to retire out of here ourselves, too. So I know he did fly in. He got in here late, but the plane from Sparks, Nevada, did land.
Right.
And
his arm's tired.
I know. It was a couple of the UD guys. I think it was a red Hummer that picked him up and delivered him to get through the traffic from LaGuardia. So with that, Joe, we're going to be out of here. It's the end of the Mother's Day extravaganza.
Yeah, another one in the books.
And stay tuned for Kim Thunder Road. We'll see you next week from Tobey. Chris and Joe. Chris, Joe, Ray, we're all out of here. See ya. Bye.
Mr. Freud, bye.
Yeah, bye.